Professor Manning Marable is the director of the Africana Criminal Justice Project, now funded by the Open Society Institute. He recalled the motivation which drove him to see the need for this research, education, and organizing initiative.
It seemed to me that there was a kind of unholy trinity between mass unemployment, mass incarceration, and mass disfranchisement, and that there needed to be a new civil rights movement, one that reimagined the nature of the struggle against systemic or structural racism. And so much of that struggle had to focus on the criminal justice system.
There is, says Professor Marable, an ongoing crisis of mass criminalization and incarceration in the United States.
Part of what has driven the numbers are mandatory minimum sentencing laws adopted in the 1980s and 90s, imposing draconian terms on first-time and even nonviolent offenders. Parole has been made much more restrictive throughout the country. The impact of this on the African-American community and Latino communities is profound and undeniable.
For Jeff Ward, professor of sociology at Northeastern University, the special targeting of youth is part of a larger agenda.
The crisis of juvenile justice we must confront is the systematic oppression involved in denying our youth and ultimately our communities the possibility of developing and realizing our full potentials.
In schools around the country, says Robin Kelly, professor of anthropology and African American studies at Columbia, children are now treated as criminals.
Juvenile incarceration continues to grow, and it's no surprise that Black and Latino students are more likely than whites to be arrested in school, incarcerated, or punished, regardless of their socioeconomic status. And Black and Latino children receive more severe punishments as well, even though their misbehavior is not greater than white students.
In New York City schools, police officers routinely arrest juveniles for nonviolent behavior. Raz Baraka, deputy mayor of Newark, New Jersey, and vice principal of one of its high schools, says misguided public policies are making schools a transit point to the mass imprisonment of young people, and society is giving up its responsibility to educate children.
I think that is completely related to what's happening in school, where education and social work is not able to handle the new and complex problems that are coming in these schools. The judicial system is being used. Juvenile detention center we have in Newark, the average student there reads on a fourth grade level, and they're holding kids from as young as 12 years old all the way to maybe 16, 17 years old.
Community pressure, Mr. Baraka says, is key to resolving the crisis.
If you look at success stories around the country, you will see that in places where they have after-school programs that center around African-American studies or cultural studies or Latino studies, that they have more progress, a higher graduation rate. Those kids actually have a greater sense of belonging, greater sense of self-worth, higher self-esteem, and they become larger in terms of the population of students that graduate from high school and that go on to college.
As if to illustrate the extent of the crisis, in Florida this past Friday, a 5-year-old black schoolgirl was arrested by 3 police officers and handcuffed. Later on, the girl was released to her mother after prosecutors declined to bring charges. For WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.